It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning and time for the UAS Ketchikan Report. Joining me in the studio is Wendy Girard to talk about all things UAS. And you were going to talk about the summer, too, just because it's snowing and it's icy and people are trying to keep from falling and breaking their neck and breaking their car. So let's talk about summer.
Well, let's start off by spring, even though it doesn't even look like spring outside.
Okay. Jumping the gun.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about spring and mention to folks that we are definitely off to a busy start. We started last week.
Mm-hmm. This is the spring semester.
This is the spring semester, yes. Okay. I'm sure it will be spring sooner than later. Mm-hmm. But
yes, which is always a prediction this time of year, the spring semester, right? So, it started. Any chance for people to still sign, or any classes people can still sign up for?
There are, there is potential if you give us a call for some classes. If some are starting later, mm-hmm. Some might accept you in. There's only been, you know, a couple of class meetings, but you definitely would have to call us today or tomorrow and get registered. Probably have to talk to the instructors as well if you want to take something that's a semester length class. But we have quite a few short courses still upcoming in mm-hmm. later in the spring, mainly in the maritime area. But we have a ton of classes this spring, and we have about 25% more student headcount and credit hours. Those are the little things that we always look at than we did last spring.
25%.
25%.
Wow.
Above where we were last year at this time. So,
any idea what that is?
Well, I think that a lot of it is the fact that we offer a wide variety of general education requirement classes, the ones that you need to mm-hmm. graduate. Mm-hmm. We have several new classes that are both lower and upper division, GERs is what we call them, and never been offered before. I think students are interested in looking at new things. So we have just a wide variety of things going on.
Yeah. I'm always interested in trends, and so you probably don't have these numbers yet, but at some future time, interested to know, is this an increase in older students or in younger students that aren't going somewhere else but are putting their requirements together? I mean, just what's happening. So
I will definitely look into that. But overall, I would say that we have more students. We actually have more students taking classes full time. Mm-hmm. So that does indicate a little bit that they might be a little bit younger. I know that just going up to campus, walking through the student lounge, there's definitely younger students than we've had in the past, and that's kind of nice to see. So, but I'll look into it.
Yeah, we'll keep tracking that, right?
Yeah, we'll keep tracking it. So we are celebrating the start of the spring semester, and our student government hosts a welcome back feast tomorrow for all the students on campus. They are also planning an open mic night. You might have remembered that they've done that about once or twice a semester the last couple years. And the one that they've scheduled is actually tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It's in the Paul Building at room 519. The public's welcome. You can either come and listen or you can come and perform. Mm-hmm. And literally open mic means you can sing, tell jokes, play an instrument.
Get on a soapbox.
Whatever your talent may be and share it with us. Then in February, I just want to mention several things that we have also coming up. On Sunday, February 12th at 2 p.m. in the computer lab in the Paul Building, we are hosting the College Goal Sunday, which is an opportunity for parents and students to come up to the campus and get help filling out the FAFSA, which is the application for financial federal application for financial student aid. And that is a requirement for anybody that is looking for grants or loans to go to school.
Or financial aid anywhere. Is it standardized pretty much across the
it
country,
is,
right?
It is. And you can fill it out up at the campus, but you don't have to be planning to go to UAS or UA. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get help, the advisors will be there to help you out and walk you through the steps. It's a little bit cumbersome if you haven't done it before. The other thing that's important about the FAFSA, fill it out, then you are also eligible for a wide variety of scholarships. Our scholarships, the University of Alaska Foundation and the University of Alaska Southeast Foundation scholarship application deadline is Tuesday, February 15th. So if you are planning to go to any of the UA campuses in the upcoming fall, the scholarships deadline is the 15th. And it seems really early, but there's hundreds.
It seems earlier than last year, but maybe not.
No, it's always, we usually do it, the 15th is kind of the standard deadline. But the nice thing about it is once you fill out the UA Foundation, you are in the mix for hundreds of scholarships. And then the UAS Foundation, also you fill out one application and you're eligible for all of the scholarships that are under the foundation. Mm-hmm. Then we can talk about summer. February 27th, believe it or not, summer registration will open for everyone. And again, that probably seems early, but you got to start planning ahead.
I know, that's just the way the academic calendar is.
You hit
fall, you're talking about spring, you're talking about summer.
I know. So on February 27th, our summer class registration will be open. This summer, we're offering about 25 classes, which is more than we've offered in a long time. We highly recommend that everyone register early because a lot of our classes are distance-based and the whole state can register for those on the 27th. They fill very quickly. We're offering a lot of, again, GERs, English and communication. We are doing a couple of interesting classes. We've got a English 261, 461, so if you want a lower division or an upper division, it's the same class, just depends on where you are in your studies. But it is Dancing with Our Skeletons. It's a creative writing class with Teague Whalen, and it should be really interesting. And they're going to explore, I actually have the description because I thought people might be interested in.
Yeah, just what he means by skeletons.
Yes.
Are those the skeletons in our closet or are those
I think they could be.
The skeleton of a low-fin fish, you know, our ancestor. What?
It says that the focus will be on writing, on the ways that our narrators, speakers, personages, and characters bury or dig up the often unpleasant residue of adversity. Through this creative work, we will explore what it means to be human in the diverse ways one may suffer, cope, and heal or not.
Okay.
So if you're interested in creative writing and you want to explore
and you
that.
You want to go there. If you want to go there, this is a class for you.
That might be the one that you want to take.
Yeah.
We also are going to be offering a Spanish conversation class, and it's actually Spanish conversation through film, and this is with Claire Bennett, and this is another one that I think will be very interesting. If you've had one semester of Spanish, you can take this class. They are going to be watching four films from Argentina, Chile, Peru, and Spain, and I told Claire that I would love to be able to attempt to say the films in Spanish, but that is not my forte. So I won't be sharing those with you. They are going to be this class is very much focused on conversation. Mm-hmm. So you'll be watching the films and then you'll be discussing the directors, the background, the films themselves, the countries, the culture, all in Spanish. So if you want to hone your Spanish skills, this would be a great class. I believe it's 2 credits, and I don't have the dates and times, but that is a summer offering that we're having. And then, like I mentioned before, on February 27th, the registration will open. A schedule will be out earlier than that, probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. You should be able to see what we're going to be offering if you're interested. Always a good time to give Gail or Chris, our advisors, a call if you want to set up an appointment with them to discuss where you're going with your education. And then, of course, our faculty are already working on their fall schedule as well. So we do look quite a ways into the future. We're in the spring, but we're already looking at fall. And down at the Tech Center in the fall, we're going to be offering the private pilot ground school, which we haven't done in quite some time. So we're excited about that. We also are looking to do a business workshop series and one for nonprofits as well. And then the other thing, one last important note that I wanted to mention that we've scheduled for this month down at the Tech Center is an asbestos abatement certification class, which is a 40-hour certification, and also an asbestos building inspector refresher course. So if you're already an inspector, but you need to have your, I think it's a two-year certification, you need that to get that recertified, you can take that class. And those are scheduled February 20th through the 24th.
So they're right upon us, right?
Yes, they are. They are upcoming very quickly, and you can give us a call and register for those. We will need to know early if we're going to have enough students for that class to go, and so we need 9 to 10 students in the certification class in order for us to offer that.
So gather your friends and register, sounds like.
Yes. Good. Okay. And that's about it. So if there's any questions, call us at the campus, 228-4511. And I'm sure
228-4511.
11, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Wendy Girard, thank you so much for dropping by. And we're looking forward to talking to you, as always, on Wednesday with the UAS Ketchikan Report. Stay tuned. Coming up, talking with people with the Forest Service, and we're going to be talking about the avalanche training program. We have Reed Parker, who is works for the Forest Service, is a volunteer with the Ketchikan Rescue Squad, James Groff of the Discovery Center, and hopefully on the phone, the avalanche forecaster for the city and borough of Juneau, Tom Matisse.